All right, you could take your Bibles and go to the book of Galatians chapter 6. We're going to kind of start there. As I mentioned, today's a interesting federal holiday in our country, Labor Day. Nobody's supposed to go to work, but many people still do. So I don't know what difference that makes. But I kind of wanted to share something in light of that. And I'll start off by saying this. I don't know about you, but I get tired rather quickly these days. Quickly and easily. And it seems like there's more for us to do at work, at school, and in other areas of our lives. The demands just keep piling up. And sometimes it feels like there just isn't enough energy to get it all done. And I'm not much of a napper, but I can tell you the urge to take a 10-minute snooze during my lunch break is absolutely real. But you know what? It's not just being physically tired. We can grow weary in our minds, in our emotions, and even in our spiritual walk. Hey, sometimes doing the right thing feels exhausting. Sometimes prayer feels heavy. At times. Sometimes even getting into the Word seems like a chore. And that's just the reality of living in the five senses. But the good news is this. God is not surprised by any of it. God knows that we get tired. And you know what? He's promised strength for His kids. He has given us His Word, His Spirit, and His presence so that we don't have to live drained and empty. Instead, we can live full of spiritual energy, renewed day by day. So you're in Galatians chapter 6. I'm actually going to quote you a couple of scriptures here in two different places. But yes, the first one is Galatians chapter 6. In verse 9 it says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." So with those verses being said tonight, I'm sharing on something I'm calling keeping your spiritual energy up. How we can stay refreshed, renewed, and strong in the Lord, no matter what life throws our way. You know, in John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." You know, just like a branch has no life apart from the vine, we have no strength apart from Christ. We cannot keep ourselves energized by sheer willpower. We need to abide in Christ every single day. And in Psalm chapter 16, verse 11, I'll just quote it to you here. It says, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." You see, the presence of God is where joy comes from. It actually should be our primary source of joy. Because when you feel weary, get back into the presence of God. And that's where energy flows. And you know what? A lot of spiritual energy leaks out because of what we allow into our minds. You know, it says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." on the flip side, you know, if our minds are full of negativity, worry, and fear, then our spiritual energy will always run low. But when we fill our thoughts with God's promises, with praise, with His truth, that's where we really find spiritual strength. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 reminds us, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." So there you go, guys. Guard your heart. Protect your focus. You know, don't let the enemy drain your strength with lies or distractions. Because you know what? The Word of God is like food for our soul. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Another incredible verse of scripture here is in Jeremiah chapter 15, and verse 16, it says, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." You see, when we read and meditate on scripture, it kind of feels, it feeds us, right? It brings joy. It brings strength. Just like when our bodies get weak, if we skip meals. I've done it in the past quite a few times, so I know what it feels like. I'm sure you do as well. Just like that, just like our bodies, our spirit can get weak if we simply skip the word. You know, if we want to keep our spiritual energy up, we need a steady diet of the scriptures. And another thing that really feeds our spiritual strength is the power of prayer. Prayer is another key to keeping our energy up. And you know what it says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17? Three words. Pray without ceasing. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be on your knees all day long, but it does mean that prayer becomes a lifestyle. You know, talking to God throughout our days, inviting Him into every situation. The promise of Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 7 says, "Be careful or be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." You know, when you pray, peace comes. And peace is what keeps you from being drained by worry and fear and doubt and all of those other worldly giants, I'll call them. And you know what? Another thing is, we also need each other. The body of Christ needs every single person that is born again of God's Spirit. Because the Christian life, the born-again life, the born-again walk is not meant to be lived out alone. Hebrews chapter 10, I'm going to read you verses 24 and 25. "And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." You see, when we're running low on energy, sometimes just being around like-minded believers, other members in particular, you know, that can really lift us up. A word of encouragement, a prayer together, a song of worship, it all adds strength. The list goes on and on. You know, it says in Ecclesiastes 4:8-9, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fail, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he faileth, for he hath not another to help him up. So don't isolate yourself, okay? That connection with other brothers and sisters in Christ also recharges our spiritual energy. And I don't think any of us here really do on the line. We don't do that to ourselves. I would say we're all pretty spiritually intelligent, if you will. But one thing is for certain throughout all of this. We can't keep our spiritual energy up on our own. We need the Holy Spirit. It's the only reason that you and I are able to walk as born again ones. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is Jesus talking here. I'll read you the first part of it here. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto the... I don't have the whole verse written down here for some reason, but you know the rest of it. And that was right before the day of Pentecost. And of course, you know that a lot of things happen on the day of Pentecost when that Holy Spirit package was made available for the very first time, and they spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It is unbelievable what happened on that day. And because of that, we now have that spiritual package that just gives us so much energy and strength. But that word power is what sustains us. It's that resurrection power. Now it says in Romans 8:11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. When you feel weak, that Holy Spirit can quicken you. You know, God can give you life, boldness, and energy that you never thought was possible. So, I want to wrap things up here tonight by saying that to keep your spiritual energy up, you need to keep your eyes on the prize. And you know what our prize is? It's all eternity. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And we can't see eternal life. We can't see the Holy Spirit that's inside of us, but we know it's there. And those are the things that will stand the test of time. So don't focus on temporary struggles. Focus on our eternal reward when Christ comes back to take us home so that we can be face to face with the Father for all eternity. It's going to be wonderful. Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. That's the first part of that verse. You know, Jesus endured because he saw the joy ahead. And you know what? So can we. So remember this tonight, guys. You don't have to live spiritually drained. God gives us new strength every single day. One of my favorite verses of all time, such a great reminder, is Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Really something, ain't it, guys? Psalm 27, verse 1 also says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? You see, God is your strength. God is your energy. So stay connected to him. Guard your mind and heart. Stay in the Word. Keep praying. Walk in fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. Be filled with the Spirit and keep your eyes on Christ. Because if we do these things, our spiritual energy will not run out, and we will be renewed day by day until the day that we get to see the Father face to face. All right. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you once again for calling us to such a wonderful life, eternal life, Father God. We're just so thankful. We're so thankful to live the reality of knowing where we're going to end up, Father. So we are seated at your right hand. And one day, Christ will come back. He will send your Son so that we can get out of this place. We won't have to worry about feeling drained. We won't have to worry about financial struggles, physical issues, mental troubles. We won't have to worry about any of those things, Father. And what a day that's going to be. Pray for these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.